On the 22nd of this month, which is only a few days away, the Samuel House Library will open on Kay Road in Auckland. In response to the closure of our arts libraries, this collection will be built and organised by the community and those affected by the changes happening at the University of Auckland. And joining us now to talk more about the library is Shiraz Sadikin. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Shiraz. We really appreciate it.
No worries. Thanks for having me on the show.
Shiraz, what is the purpose and the aim of the Samuel House Library, firstly?
Well, it's pretty much what you've outlined in your opening statement. It's a response to the closure of the Fine Arts Library at Elam that was announced by the University of Auckland, and that's going to happen over the summer break, I think. And we were involved in opposition to that decision, and it looks like it's going ahead, but we thought that maybe a constructive thing to do would be to come up with an alternative space that, I don't know, fills the void, so to speak.
With regards, Shiraz, to the opening, can you talk to us about what the library will have as part of its resources available?
We'll have books. Hopefully a growing collection as people sort of become aware of the project and hopefully decide to contribute and get involved. But at the moment, we have a room. We have a couple of shelves and 100 or so books that people have contributed so far, and that's sort of a collection that's growing. And at the moment, initially, it'll be a reading room, so we won't necessarily have the capacity to loan out books, but hopefully we'll develop that capacity over time.
Mm. And yeah. with the collection, Shiraz, can you talk to me about, you know, any particular subjects, or it's just a mishmash of all different types of books and titles?
Well, collection policy was, I guess, aimed at the people who are affected primarily by the closure of the arts library. So it's focused on books that that the contributors think are relevant to art and the study of art and their own art practice. But of course that can be all manner of things if you really think about it. So how we're going to organize the collection initially is we're going to cite the donor or the contributor of the resources to the collection. So when people go into the library, they'll see a bunch of names, and looking up a certain name, they can see what that person has contributed to the space and see what they're into, what they think is, I don't know, what they think is important in terms of their thinking about the arts.
And, of course, you have 100 books as part of the collection at the moment, but you're more than open to receiving the donors or books donated at the library?
Of course, that's how we're really going to keep the project going, really, is that we're relying on the community to contribute resources and to use the space. So it's really just about, yeah, people using the space, and we definitely welcome donations of time, labor, expertise, not just books, but yeah, definitely.
With the changes happening at Auckland University with regards to the closures there and the Fine Arts Library, how has that affected people?
Well, I would say that the overwhelming majority of the staff and students at Elam, just to be specific, just to focus on that particular group, is they're overwhelmingly against it. Compiled a submission which they presented to the university, which outlined an argument against the closure, which was rejected, and all of the students want to keep the library where it is, but unfortunately it's going to be closed. It's a shame.
With the regards to the opening, so taking place, once again, I think we've said at the 22nd of September. So what time and where do people go, and what's going to be on the program for the opening of the library?
The library opens for the first time on Saturday at 11, and it will close at 8 p.m., but there'll be drinks and nibbles and maybe a few speeches at 4. So everyone's welcome to come. It's at Level 2, 283 Karangahape Road. It's a Moa House. And, yeah, hope to see some of your listeners there.
Awesome. And once again, just that call for donations from the public as well to help build up the stock of books that will be currently available?
Yeah. So probably the easiest way to, if you want to make a contribution to the library, is to go to the Samoa House Library website, which is just samoahouselibrary.org. And on that website, you'll find a sort of write-up detailing the aims of our project, and there's a easy way to get in contact with us and to donate. So if you're keen to do that, please visit the website.
And we'll make sure to include that in our description for this morning's interview. With that, a very big thank you, Shiraz Sadikind, and wishing you and the rest of the team all the best for the opening this Saturday. Thank you again.